The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of shalom bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Today's daf is being said in the smart words of Kenya, seven and seven, 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 ישראל, העומדים במשמר ארצנו ועל אלוהינו, מגיבוד לבנון ועבבו הערבה ביבשה, באוויר, בים. ברוך הוא ייתן השם, כל אויבים לפנינו, לגפים לפניהם, שישלח ברכה והצלחה, וכל מעשה ידים ידבר, שונאינו תחתיהם, ועתרם, עתרת ישועה, ועתרת נסחון, ועוצו עצה ותופר, דברו דבר ולא יקום, כי עמנו אל. וכדוש ברוך הוא ישלח רפואה שלמה לפצועים במלחמה, כדוש ברוך הוא ישלח רפואה שלמה בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן. Begin today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. And we are holding on Ve'amar Ula, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Ve'amar Ula, we continue in some of the statements of Ula. Amar Abiel Azar. Hilcheta govin min ha'avadim. Okay. Person owes money. Okay? So he wants to collect. So the law is he can collect even from avadim. I mean, the one that's owed the money, the malveh, go to the guy's house and possess his slaves. Every Kanani is considered a payment. You can take his avadim as payment. Govin min avadim. So Gibbara says, Amar li'ula, Rav Nachman li'ula. Rav Nachman tells Ula. Amar Rabbi al-Azhar, Afilu miyatmeh. Even from Yitomim, which means we know the law is that Yitomim are not obligated to pay their father's debt, but that's only from Metaltelim. However, Karka, they have to pay. So the question is, what's an Eved? Are you telling me, is an Eved considered Karka? And therefore, even Yitomim would have to pay their father's debt, which they can come and take the Abadim from the Yitomim? He says, lo, Mineh. No, from him. I'm talking about from the guy, not from the Yitomim. He was Mineh. From the guy, so you can even take the shirt off his back to get paid. What's the adush? You can take avadim. I don't need you to tell me that. When I said, "I'm asking," and she'asa'o apoteki, where you made the eved an apoteki. What's apoteki? Apoteki is an abbreviation of three words, apotehe ke, which means he put a shi'bud on the avadim, which means. He said, I want to borrow money. And he said, I'm putting this Eved over here. Here is where you're going to be able to take my payment. And he put the clear shi'amud on him. Look at Rashi. Last Rashi of the page. Apoteki. Apotekae. Here it's going to rest. Kedomat. Mizeh lecha pira'on. Vashminu bil'azad imachro goveh ba'al hovemenu. That's the news. If he sold the Eved to somebody else, doesn't matter. Ba'al go to that somebody else. And take the Eved, which means once he put a clear lien on it, I don't care where it is, you can take it, and that's payment. So comes Gibran and says, "The Amar Rava, Rava taught, Asa Avdu Apoteki Umachro, and then he sold it. Baal Hov Gove Emenu. Baal Hov is able to take it. Shoro Apoteki. Let's say he took a shor, his ox, and he made it an Apoteki, and you could take payment from the shor." And he sold it, and Baal Hov Gova Hemenu. What's the difference? Why a short if you sell it, the guy cannot take it to Baal Hov, but a Eved, yes. My Tama, Ha'it Lekala, Ba'alet Lekala. Which means, everybody knows, everybody doesn't know. When you sell a short, it's not so well known that there was an apoteki over here on the short. But when it comes to an Eved, it seems there's a kol. And if whoever buys it knows that there's a lien on the shore, and therefore he can't come along and say, I didn't know, what are you doing over here? this when there's a call, when there's a voice, when there's talk, public announcement. So then already the guy can't claim. Hey, I bought it ever. Now what? You would have heard it. By the way, you bought it anyway. You're stuck. Sure, the thing that when you put it on like a sure, it's not so well known, and therefore we're not going to punish the buyer, and therefore you cannot take it. So this is a sure and a. Now, so that was the story. That's what Ula said. Again, Ula was the one that said Govim min Abadim. Get the story, because the Gemara is going to continue with the story now. Ula was the one that said Govim min Abadim. Rav Nachman came along and said, Afilu min yatmeh, even from orphans, is considered like karka. So Ula said, No. I meant from the guy himself, right? Lebatar dinafak. After Rav Nachman left. Amalihu Ula, so Ula said, "Hachi Amar Abi Al-Azhar, Afilu Miyatme, even from Yatomim." He was scared to say it in front of Rav Nachman, because he knew Rav Nachman held that an Eved is considered like metaltelin, and therefore he knew that you cannot collect from Yatomim. So when Rav Nachman says, "What do you mean, even from Yatomim?" No, not Yatomim. But when Rav Nachman left, he said, "I want to tell you something about that. That Abi Al-Azhar holds even from Yatomim." Because really, it's like karka. Eved is like karka. So therefore, yeah, even from Yatomim. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman comes along and says, Ishtamatin Ula. She says, Nishmat Mimeni. It seems he escaped from me. Viyare. Mishum Disfila Avda Kimetat Ledame Mityare Ushima Akapehanu Bahalachot Bekushot. He got back to Rav Nachman. He says, I see, Ula's scared of me. He's avoiding me. He's scared to say his shita in front of me because he knows if he's going to come along and tell me that Eved is like karka, I'm going to ask him all sorts of questions and contradictions. So therefore, he was careful. When I was in front of him, he didn't want to commit. When I left, he said it. So he says, Ishtabatin. He's trying to, escape from me. Quran now tells us the stories. Ula, Ava, Ashtabit Ula, period. Ava, Uvda, Ben Harda'a. There was a story in Nahardi'a, one of these cases where the Yatomim inherited Avadim. And what? The Agbu Dayane the Nahardi'a. And the judges of Nahardi'a, they followed Ula's ruling. And what? They took payment even from the Yatomim, even from Avadim. A similar story happened in Pumpedita. The Agbe Rav Hana Barbizna. Hanabar was the rabbi then, Pupedita, and he took payment from Avadim, from the Yatomim. So Rav Nachman didn't like that. Amar lehu Rav Nachman, Zilu Ahaduru. Go return the Avadim to the Yatomim. Ve'ilav, and if you don't, he's telling the judges this. Magbina lehu le'aftanaychu. I'm going to take payment from your mansions. We have a halakha that says, if the judges make a blatant mistake in their judgment, then they have to pay from their own pocket. No, you want to pay now from the Yatomim? If you don't return it, we're going to make you pay for the whole, from your mansion. Look, you sell your house. So Rav Nachman held, no, it's metatlin, and therefore you cannot do such a thing. Good? Amar le Rav Nachman. So Rav tells Rav Nachman, I understand, what's the problem? Ha'ula, ha'rabi al-azhar, ha'dayin edin ar-di'a, ve'arav hanabar bizna. You have all these rabbis that are telling you Eved is like karka. So what are you telling you? Oh, return it and all that. Mor kiman svira len. Who do you hold like? Which means Ula has got a lot of rabbis with him. He's got, first of all, the judges of Nahar-di'aba with him. The judges of Pupedita with him. Ula said it. Rabbi Al-Azhar said it. So what do you want? Who are you relying on? They're saying that Eved is like metaltali. Amale, he says, I don't know what you want from me. Ana matnita yada'na. I have a braita with me. Anything wrong with a braita? I have a braita to support me. Well, what does it say in the braita? Detani avimi. Avimi taught in the braita. Prozbol hal ala karka ve'enu hal ala avadim. What does it mean, halala karka pirozbol? Which means, when a person writes a pirozbol, what is he trying? What is a pirozbol again? A person lends money during the Shemitah, So we say, what happens once the Shemitah comes? All loans are canceled. He's not going to be able to get paid. Correct? So what he does is, he writes a Pirozbol. Pirozbol basically transfers his debt that's owed to him to the Beit Din, and then the Beit Din is able to collect. And the law is that they only write a Pirozbol in common cases. The Gemara said in Gittin, but only if the Love has Karka. The Love has Karka, because usually Karka is a normal form of payment because it's there, it's real. So they only made a Takana for a Prosbol in a case where the Love has real estate, where there's going to be a payment, because it's there. And we learned that if he doesn't have Karka, so you makne him a piece of Karka in order that you can write the Prosbol. But the point is, it says Pirozbol halal karveinu halal avadim. If the loveh is avadim, that's not considered karka. So you see clearly from a braita that an eved is considered like metaltelim. So therefore, the rabbi comes along and says, "Rav Nachman, what do you want from me? I got a braita." All right. Next proof. Understand the law of the Pirozbol. The Pirozbol only works with the loveh as karka. But not avadim. Avadim is not karka. Next thing. Metaltelin niknim im karka. You know that rule? We learned that. It's called kinyan agav. If I make a kinyan on karka, I can, by acquiring the karka, I acquire metaltelin as well. Which means, karka kinyan can draw derech agav metaltelin with it. Even though I never touch the metaltelin. I make a kinyan on the karka, and it's kone the metaltelin. Ve'enan niknim im ha'abadim. But metatlin are not niknit im abadim. If I kone an eved, I'm not kone metatlin with it. That means an eved is not like karka. So you have two proofs in this braita. So Rav Nachman says, what do you want from me? And braita is clearly that karka is karka and eved is metatlin. Right? Look at Rashi. Niknim im karka, im machalo karka. The guy sold his friend karka, or metaltelin, and metaltelin, the azik be karka, and he made a hazakan the karka, kana metaltelin, for mitzvah mashach. Normally, how you acquire metaltelin? You have to make a meshicha. But through kinyan agav, I can connect karka, and that brings the metaltelin with it. The ennik nini am abadim. Shimi azik be abadim, if you made a hazakan the eved, lo kana metaltelin. The metaltelin don't come. Viachol mochel lazor be metaltelin. Alma, which means the seller can come along and say, I want to back out on the metatelin. So it's not backing out. You never sold the metatelin. Because all you did is sell an eved. When you draw the eved, it doesn't draw metatelin with it, because the eved is not like karka. So the Rahman is well supported from a braita. Oh, the Gemara says, Lema ketana. Let us say that this indeed is a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. What's a mahloket? You're going to see right now. Machal lo avadim vekarkaot. What did you do? You sold somebody avadim and karka. He azik ba avadim. You made a hazakan avadim. Lo kana karkaot. Okay, you're not kone karkaot. Let's catch up Rashi over here. Oh, continue Gemara. Bekarkaot, if you made a kinyan on the karka, lo kana avadim. Okay, karkaot lo kana avadim. Avadim is right. If you say that that avadim is not considered metaltelin, if you consider avadim is considered karka, so therefore you cannot be kone karka agav karka. So that's why the first deen is what? Let's read again. Machalo abadim v'karkaot. He azik ba'abadim. Made a hazakan abadim. Correct? Lo kana karkaot. Because I guess karka cannot draw karka. Bekarkaot. If you made a kinyan of the karka, lo kana abadim. Okay, because it's not metaltelin. Okay, well, it's not karka, it's not metaltelin. Let's continue. Karkaot umetaltelin. Oh, but if it's, you have karka and metaltelin, he azik be karka, kana metaltelin. Good. Be metaltelin, if you were kone the metaltelin, lo kana karka. Good. So we know that's the regular rule by Avadim, and that's the regular rule like Karka Metaltelim. Continue. Avadim u'metaltelim. Oh. Now you have Avadim and Metaltelim. He'azik ba'avadim. Lo kana metaltelim. Oh. So Avadim is not even Karka. So, third level here. It's not Karka, and it's not Metaltelim. B'metaltelim lo kana Avadim. So therefore, from this bright over here, we see that Eved has its own entity, its own rules. We have to see exactly how to square this off. Because till now we said, listen, there were two options. Either it's metalte, and if it's metalte, then it should be niknit agav karka. If it's karka, so then metalte should be niknit agav it. And this right that said, in both cases, it is not niknit agav karka, and metaltlin are not niknit agav it. So wait a minute, it's not metaltlin, it's not karka. We don't know. But clearly this bright is arguing on the opinions that we had. Right? Because Rabbi Nachman held it is metaltlin. The Ola held it's karka. And here you see already, the Chaura, another opinion. But we'll wait. So Gemara says, we have another bright. Hechzik ba'abadim. Kana metaltelim. Oh, so it's karka. Mer hazikan the eved, kohen metaltelim. My love, behaka mepalgim. Must be the machlokin and the bright as the following. Temor savar avadim keme karka edame. That's the second brighta. Must so the avadim is like karka. That's why you kone metaltelim agav the eved. Umor savar avadim keme taltelim dame. Oh. The first bright that must hold, it is like metaltelin. Oh, so if it's like metaltelin, so the chaura, why then it should be niknit agav karka? Yeah. I have to see why that's so. But that's why you cannot kune karka agav it. Let's solve one part of the bright at least. That's why the bright said that when you kune the evid, it doesn't pull metaltelin with it. Why doesn't it pull metaltelin with it? Because it itself is metaltelin. Oh, you're right, you have a question. If it's metaltelin, the chaura, if you connect karka, it should draw the eved with it if it's metaltelin. Okay, we'll have to see why not. But the Gemara wants to say that there could be that's the machloket over here between the two braitot. We have to see why. I'm going to give you the answer now, just so you could be at ease. Yeah. Just that she felt to give us the answer right away. She, at this point, already gave us the answer. He says, it is metaltelin. But there's different types of metaltelins. This is considered a metaltelin denied. It's a movable metaltelin. When a metaltelin moves, then already we don't say it's niknit agav karka. It's a movable. Normal metaltelin is what? This box. This box inanimate. Stays in one place. A metaltelin that stays in one place could be niknit agav karka. But an eved moves, walks, is alive. So it can walk. So therefore, since it can walk, such a metaltelin is not going to be niknit agav karka. That's what Gemara is going to answer. It's metaltelin denied. Okay, let's wait. Amar Rav Ika Bered Rav Amir. He says, no, I can learn the two brightot differently. They call alma avadim kemekarki edame. Okay, second bright, I have no problem. You tell me avadim is like karka. That's why I could be kone. What did the second bright say? The second bright said, azik ba avadim kana metaltelin. Good, it's karka. Azik ba avadim kana metaltelin. Why? Because I tell you, it's karka. And even the first bright, holds also that avadim are like karka. Oh, now if you say it's like karka, behad etanya kana shapir. The brighter that said kana metaltelin is good. Because if you tell me an eved is karka, and it draws metaltelin, second brighter is fine. Behad etanya lo kana. Oh, so then why didn't the first brighter you say lo kana? If eved is like karka, the kana should draw the metaltelin. Why did the first brighter say lo kana? Ba'inan karka dumya de'arin mitzurot bihuda de lo naide. You're right. Where do we learn Kinyan Agav from? From a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Tnan. Nechasim she'en lahem aharayut. That's the way of saying metaltli niknin im nechasim she'esh lahem aharayut. Is niknit with through karka. Bekesef b'shtarav hazaka. Once I buy the karka, it draws the metaltli with it. Where do I know it from? Amar chaskeyad amar kera. Vayiten lahem avihem matanot rabot. Lekesef. Uzahav. Ulmigdanot. He gave him gifts, gold, silver, and all these metaltalin. It came with the cities of Yehuda, which means he gave him the cities, and with the cities came all the metaltalin. That's what we learn Kenyan Agav from this pasuk. But what do you see in the pasuk? That the karka that they were talking about is a karka that is a stable karka, like Arem Mitzurot Yehuda, like the cities of Yehuda. Not a karka like an Eved. An Eved is karka, but it's a movable karka. So therefore I can tell you both Braitot really old. Eved is karka. That's what the second Braita says. You kone the Eved, you kone metaltalin with it. The first Braita said if you kone the Eved, you're not kone metaltalin. It is like karka, but it's karka denied. It's movable karka. And we learned Kinyan Agav from the case of karka that's cities. Cities are stable. So therefore we have no raya. There's no machloket in Eved. It's like karka or not. The machloket is for Kinyan Agav. What type of karka draws the metaltalin? Could it be even naide or not? Yeah? That's what it is. Look at that she. Dumya de'arim metzurot. V'mehai kera nafkalam v'maseket kedushin. The metaltalin. נקנית בחזקת קרקעות דקטיב, וייתן להם אביהם מטלות עם ערים מסוד של קרקע, ואין להם מקרקע דלא ניידי, כי אתם. Very good, that's to be קרקע, like the pasuk. That's one way of learning these two brightot. Now the Gemara gives one more way of learning. Gemara says, Ika de Amre. Okay, another way of learning. Amre, so we have two brightot, right? With the discussion of Eved. Amre, Ika bered rav, Idi, the kulama avde kemetaltele dame, or the reverse. I'll tell you, Eved is like metaltele. So the first brayta makes sense. Eved is like metaltele, that's why when you kone the Eved, you're not kone metaltele with it. Because Eved is not considered like karka. Ve'ad etanya lo kana shapir. First brayta that said lo kana is good. Because Eved is like metaltele. Oh, ha'ad etanya kana. Oh, but the second brayta said, if you kone the Eved, you kone metaltalin. What are you talking about? Be'odan alav. A different item, different story. We're talking about, really, Eved is metaltalin. So how when you kone the Eved, how you kone metaltalin? When the metaltalin are on him. When they're on him, you have a different kinyan working. I said, that's a kinyan agav. When I kone metaltalin, whatever is on the Eved himself, the Eved now is considered like my hasir. It's considered like my porch. And therefore, if somebody puts something on my porch, I'm kone. Therefore, once I kone the Eved, I'm kone anything that is on the Eved from a kinyan that's called kinyan hasir. He's my hasir now. Whatever's in my hasir, I'm kone as well. Nothing to do with kinyan. Kinyan agav, the pshad is, kinyan agav means, I'm making a kinyan on the karka, and I'm kone metaltalin over there in China. I tell you, I want to buy your field and I want to buy your metaltalin. Okay, make a kinyan on the karka and I'm kore what's over there. And so I thought that was the case over here. I want to be kore the Eved. Eved, I'm kore metaltalin. So I thought the case was I'm kore the Eved, I'm getting the metaltalin from over there. No, it's metaltalin. Metaltalin don't kore agav. That's what it says. You kore because it's on him. When the metaltalin is on him, it's the kinyan. It's called kinyan. Haser. Haseros shel adam kore. Good? V'chi odan alav bayhave. Oh, hold it. It's on him? So what? Havi hatser mehalecheti. It's a moving hatser. The hatser mehalechet lo kana. I'm sorry to tell you that you're right. You had a nice angle. Hatser. But hold it, you forgot one thing. It's a movable hatser. Movable hatser is not koneh. So back to square one. How then could you tell me if you koneh the eved, you koneh metaltelin? So Gemara says, "V'chitem abe'omed." I say, "Tell me, he was standing. He wasn't moving." Yeah, come on. ואמר רבא, כל שאילו מהלך לו קנה, עומד ויושב לו קנה. Listen, if he can move, even if he's standing, doesn't mean anything. He's movable, by the way. You know what the answers? וילחתה בכפות. So what, you tied him up. You tied him up, now he's like a chassid, he can't move. והתניה, oh, what do you mean? You have a braita. החזיק בקרקע קנה עבדים. We have a statement that says what? החזיק בקרקע יקונה עבדים. What's that? That's like metatili. But we have a braita above that said לא קנה. Look at that sheet. והתניה, right to the bottom. והתניה החזיק בקרקע, if you made a קניין הקרקע, קנה עבדים. ולעיל קטני דלא קנה. Above we learned, in that case, we're going to look case now. וחברה, תתאם לי מסך מטלטלים, that's what you're saying now, כולה אמר מטלטלים. Good, so therefore, I would say what? קנה. Meaning, if I buy קרקע, and the עבד is on the, wherever he is, I don't care where it, I should be קונה the עבד. But here it says in the ברייתא, here it says קנה, but here it said לא קנה. What's the פשט? אז כברה, I said, no, אתם בעומדים בתוכה. Over there, the reason why it's over here, where it says Kana, the Eved is in the field itself. And the case over there where it says Lo Kana, where he's not in the field. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is holding. Michlal dehai Lo Kana, kishein omdim betocha. Oh, so one time when it says Lo Kana, it's somewhere where the Abedim are far away. Hold it. Hanichal hai plishna dabar av ika bered rav ami avdekimetat ledame. If you want to tell me that the Eved is like metatel, like this answer, makes sense. Hainu di omdim betocha in ilo lo. Which means, once already you tell me Eved is like metatel, I can make a chiluk. It's like metatel. If he's in the field, I'll tell me what? You can be kone. Then if he's not in the field, you cannot be kone. Okay, I can hear a chiluk. However, Ela lehakle shadamar abdeke mekarka, but if you learn that Eved is like karka, למה לי עומדים בתוכה? What does it have to be עומדים בתוכה? Why? אמר שמואל, מאכל לו 10 שדות ו10 מדינות, כיוון שיחזיק באחד מהם, קנה כולן. I want to sell you 10 fields. The 10 fields all over the world. Once I make a chazaka in one, I'm calling all of them. If you want to tell me that everything is like metaltelin, I got no problem, I can reconcile. Like, tell me, if it's in the field, you made kinyan on the karka, you could have the metaltani. Good, kinyan agav. And if it's not in the field, look at it. Why? I can make a hailuk. If you tell me Eved is like karka, what's the hailuk? If I kone karka, I could kone one and I'm kone all fields all over the world. So what's the... So Gemara says, nah, v'netamech, lehach nishtad amar avdeke metaltani dami. Hold it. According to the opinion that says Eved is like metaltani, lama li omed betocha? Why does the metaltani have to be inside? Ha kaimalan delo ba'inan siburin. Hold on. We know how Kenyan Agav works. Kenyan Agav, the metal doesn't have to be in the field, by the way. It can be anywhere in the world. How do I call it Kenyan Agav? I call it a field. Wherever the metal is, I'm calling it also. Mm-hmm. So, what are you trying to tell me? Oh, if you tell me it's like metal, I understand the Hinduk. If it's in it, call it. If it's not in it, not good. That's wrong, by the way. For Kenyan Agav, once I make a Kenyan on the field, I don't care where the metal thing it is. Mm-hmm. So, according to you, it doesn't make sense either. You wanted to knock me, you wanted to say, oh, you hold it's karka, Eved, oh, karka, what do you, don't make sense. Because, what are you going to tell me? Karka, the law is, you want to send me 10 fields, once in China, once in Japan, once in America, once in Italy, the law is what? I kone one karka, and all the other 9 come. So therefore, the same thing should be with Eved. I should be kone the Eved and all the karkas. Well, go. What are you telling me? Omid betucha. I remember my fields don't have to be. There's no such thing as omid betucha. So he says, "Oh, okay." And what? According to metaltelin, Rabbi, you don't have a question. You also have a question, because according to metaltelin, it does not have to be inside the field itself. Kinyan agav works even if it's somewhere else. So go. Ela what? Ela ma'id lach lememar shani metaltelin denaydi me metaltelin lo naydi. You're going to tell me when the metaltelin move, then it has to be in the field. And since we're talking about avadim. And they move. Well, that's why we made a chiluk. That's when it's in the field, you kone. And do that. Which regular metal, like a piano. I don't care where the piano is. Because it's not neither. But in Eved, that's neither. It's got to be in the field. Oh, so once you carry out sitting, hachanami shani mikarke de naidi mikarke de lo naidi. I'll make a chaluk din karka that's naidi, which I'm good also. I'll tell you, karka that's not naidi, stable karka. I can buy one field over in Kone, 9 fields from somewhere else. Mashiachin on an every. I'll tell you, it's a karka. Oh, but that type of karka, that already is different because it moves. And that's why I'll tell you that it's not kone only if it's stationary in the field itself. Avda mekarka denied you. Avda is a mekarka that moves. Hatam sadna de'ara hadu. Mashe'enkin, when it comes to regular fields, what's the logic why I'm kone? Because all fields are connected to each other. The whole world is considered one piece. You're right, divided by oceans, all that, but there's a connection to all karka. So therefore, when I pull this, I'm pulling the karka with it because it's all connected. I have no problem with that. Mashiachin, when you kone pull a karka, you're not going to be kone the evid. What do you mean? It's like karka, but it's not connected. Evid is a movable item, but it's a movable item because it's like karka, but it has different rules. So therefore, I can make the same bavka, call it karka. By the way, call it karka. You know when it's going to be kone only? When it's in the field. When it's in the field and it's connected. Then already I can take it, pull the karka, and this karka will come with it. Because it's like sadnada, it's like connected. Mashiachin, if the evidence is over here, then by fields you could say it's kone. Because fields we say what? It's connected. But this guy's not connected. This guy's movable. So therefore you can answer whether karka or the metaltelin, evidence is a third category. It's either karka denied it or metaltele denied it.
Gemara continues, nechasim she'em behem me'ila. So we learned in the Mishnah that if a person damages property, not every property that you damage are you necessarily obligated to pay for damages. You're only obligated to pay for nechasim that are considered mundane, hidyot, personal property. But property that belongs to hikdish, if you damage it, you're not hayav. The way the Mishnah said that it was nechasim she'en bahim me'ila. What is me'ila? If something is kodesh, so the Torah says certain things that are kodesh, if you use it for personal use, you've transgressed the sin of me'ila. Now you have to bring a korban asham to atone for the sin of me'ila, and you have to pay back. So anything that's subject to me'ila is not subject to the laws of damages, because that means it's a kodesh item. Implying what? If there's no me'ila, then if you damage the item, you would have to pay. That's the formula of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, me'ila hu delet behu. Yes, me'ila is not subject to ham mikdash kachir. But if I can find you an item that's kodesh, but it's not subject to me'ila, then you would be hayav if you damaged it. For example, let's take a korban shelamim. A korban shelamim, it's kodesh, no question about it. However, according to the B'yoseh, the korban shelamim, as long as it's still alive, all you did is designate it, there's no me'ilah on that korban. Meaning if you use it for personal use, there's no me'ilah. But it's kodesh. So according to the B'yoseh, at least, if you damage somebody's korban shelamim, you would be hayav to pay. Because the Mishnah's rule was me'ilah. As long as there's no me'ilah, even though there's kodesh, it would be hayav, rashi. One finger on rashi. It's like the fifth line. Me'ila hu deba'inan delo levebu nechasim, shani hayav benezakin. If you want me to be hayav, it cannot be subject to me'ila. Ha'it lehu be me'ila. I'm sorry. Ha'let behu me'ila. Afagav de mekadesh kacheh. Even though it's kodesh, ani hayav benezakin. Kigon kadashim kalim. That's korban shelamim. She'em ba'em me'ila me'hayim. As long as it's still alive, there's no me'ila. When does me'ila kick into a korban shelamim? After you've slaughtered it, then the pieces of meat now are subject to me'ila. E'la be'emurin le'achar zirikat dam. Good. Man Tana, the Gemara says, who's the author of this statement of the Mishnah that's going to say what? That if my ox gores an ox of shelamim, that I'm going to be hayav to pay, because that's what we're saying now. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, sorry, Man Tana Amar Rabbi Yohanan beKadashim Kalim. It's referring to Kadashim Kalim, which is a Korban Shelamim veAliba. The Rabbi Yosei Agilil veAmar Mamon beAlim Hu. Because he holds a Shelamim is considered the owner's Mamon, and therefore it's not considered that I damaged Hegdesh necessarily. Therefore, I'm going to be Hayav Rashi Mamon beAlimin. The shor re'ehu karinan be. It's called shor re'ehu. The Torah says, which type of shor you hayav on? Ki yigach shor ish et shor re'ehu. It's got to be belonging to his friend. Rabbi Yosef has a hadush. Korban shenamim, as long as it's still alive, it's your money. It's considered shor re'ehu. But it's hekdesh, so what? There's no me'ilah. No me'ilah, that's considered already subject to the laws of Nizikin. Netanya. Where did he learn this from? We have a law of what's that case? A guy, let's say you give him, you give your friend, let's go straight to the case. You give your friend a shor of shelamim. Korban shelamim. Do me a favor, watch it for me. Okay, you're watching the guy's korban shelamim. All of a sudden, you were negligent with it, or you still have it, you're hiding it. The guy says, where's my shelamim? I don't know. And he swears falsely, and then the Hashem, he's guilty. He ended up, he tried to steal it. So the law is on the Torah, you have to pay back the item, plus a homish, because she swore falsely, and you had to bring a korban asham. Now normally that pasuk is talking about private property, which means if he gave me regular property to watch, how do I know that that pasuk even refers to korban shelamim? So the Gemara says, "Uma'ala detanya, uma'ala ma'al bahashim." It says if somebody gives me his property, but the way it says it in the pasuk is "Uma'ala ba'al bahashim," which means you abused it, which means you stole it, and then you swore falsely on it. By the fact that it says ma'al bahashim, it sounds like we're talking about something that belongs to Hashem a little. So the Gemara says, lerabot kadashim kalim. It's coming to include kadashim kalim shehen mamono devrei Rabbi Yosei Gedili. The law of hakasha, which means the law of v'chihesh ba'amito, is only on regular property, which means if you give me the book to watch, that's regular property. That's the mamon of the owner. If I try to steal mamon of somebody and I swear falsely, then I have to pay back kerem v'chomesh and a korban asham. Only on money that belongs to the owner. The hadush of the pasuk is that korban shelamim is considered mamon be'alim. So long as it's still alive, it's considered. So that's the shitav Rabbi Yosei. So once you see it's considered mamon be'alim, the law is going to be what? If I damage a korban shelamim, I'm going to have to pay nizakin. That's where he learns it from. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Uma'ala ma'al bashim v'chihesh ba'amito," and he denied that he has the item. Kabesh shivuat pekadon kitiv lerabot kadashim kalim. Hadichti bashim. What is bashim? It's got to do with Hashem. Lerabot kadashim kamshim ifkid behemat shlamim etzel havero. You gave a korban shlamim to your friend to watch. V'chafar, and he denied that he had it. V'nishba v'hoda, and he swore that he admitted, "Oh, I really stole it." V'shadem kerem v'chomesh, and he has to bring an asham. V'afagav debekodshe shamayim en nishba'im alehim. Law is you don't make a shivua on things that belong to shamayim. Must be that shlamim belongs to the owner. That's a biyose shita. That kadashim kalim is mamun be'alim. He learns that from the case of the Chihesh Ba'amito, and therefore, back to our Mishnah, if you damage somebody's Korban Shalim, you're going to be Hayav to pay. Why? There's no Me'ilah. Mamun Ba'alim. That means, let's speak it out, Mamun Ba'alim would mean, if I want to take a Korban Shalim and make Kadesh a lady with it, I should be able to, because it's considered my Mamun. I go to a lady, I make Kadesh a lady Shalim Zu, it should work. Right? That's what the B.O.S. is really saying. So the Gemara says, "Behatenan." What do you mean? But we have a Mishnah that says the opposite. Hamekadesh behelko. If a person takes his helik of a korban, ben bekodesh kodashim, ben bekadashim kalim, ena mekudeshet. Why? Because it seems that a korban shelamim is the property of God. Therefore, you have to give the lady your money. So it's going against Rabbi Yosei. So the Gemara says, "Lema delo kerabbi Yosei Agilili." You want to tell me that Mishnah is going not like Rabbi Yosei Gilili? Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Yosei Gilili. Ki amar Rabbi Yosei Gilili mehayim. Aba lahar sha'ita, afilu Rabbi Yosei Gilili mode, tiki kazaku, mishulchan gavoa, kazaku. Good, hey look. As long as the animal is alive, according to Rabbi Yosei, it's considered your mamon. Agreed. Once you slaughter the Qurban, at that moment you sprinkle the blood, all the meat now belongs to Borei Olam. Now, God says, I'll give you a piece to the Kohen, and I'll give you a piece to the Yonah. But then already you're eating from God's table. Shulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah said over there. If a person takes his helik that he got from a Qurban Shalamim, and it's Mekadesh Lady and a Mekudeshet. Because once already you slaughtered it, it's not considered Mamon Be'alim. It's considered Shulchan Gavoa. When did the Rabbi Yosef say it's considered his Mamon? Before you slaughtered it. So long as it's still alive, the Qurban Shalamim is considered Mamon of the Be'alim. Umehayim, mi amar. Hold it. Did the Yosef say that? That when the animal's still alive, it's considered your Mamon? Let's speak it out for a moment. When the animal's still alive, what do I have to do with this animal? I gotta bring it as a Qurban. So it's really a big hadush what he's saying. That even though this is designated to bring it as a Qurban, but until I bring it as a Qurban, I'll consider it my money, li'inyan. If somebody damages it, they're going to have to pay. So the Gemara's questioning that. Is that so? That even though it's alive and it's subject to a Qurban, is the Biyo singularly saying it's considered the owner's? It's his Mamun? Ve'hatena. Now, the Gemara is going to build a very long question. So we got to get the question step by step. Gemara says like this. We learned in the Mishnah. Bechor. Okay, what's a Bechor? You have a male animal. Is born. The first one from the mother, Bet Rechem. It's a Bechor, you gotta give it to the Kohen. That's one of the 24 gifts that the Torah gave to the Kohanim. And what does he do with it? He takes the Bechor and he brings it as a Korban and he gets to eat the meat. The Bechor is Kodesh. The Bechor is like a Korban Shelamim, it's Kadashim Kalim. So we're talking about now in this Mishnah, a Kohen has a Bechor, they gave it to him. Does he have a right to sell it? That's the question over here. Can he sell the Bechor to another Kohen? The Gemara Mishnah says, Bechor mochrin oto tam hai. If it's still alive, the Bechor, then it's tam. Tam means it's no blemishes. It's shalem. Good, so I can sell it to another Kohen. Let the other Kohen slaughter it and bring it as a Korban. No problem. Tam hai. Look at Nashi says, Bechor. Oh, Nashi gives us, right away tells us what we're talking about. Nashi says, Bechor mochrim oto bizman hazeh. We're talking about a Bechor in our times. A Bechor has kedusha, but could you bring it as a Korban?
No.
So therefore, what am I going to do? I'm going to sell it to another Kohen. What is he going to do with it? He can't eat it because really it's Kodesh. So when you sell it to another Kohen, he just waits until it gets a blemish. And then once it gets a blemish, it's not Korban worthy anymore. Then he slaughters it and eats it. Look at Nashi. Bechor mochrin oto bizman hazeh, kedemu kila lekaman, vakonim mochrim oto lekohen, tam hai. Velokeyah yamtin ad sheyipol bo mum. Oh, so the guy who buys it wait till it has a blemish, vishhatenu, and then he can slaughter it and eat it. Aval tamim shahut lo. Let's say the first Kohen slaughtered the Bechor when it was shalem, didn't have a blemish. You cannot sell that anymore. You know why? It's asud bahana'ah. Because this was something that should have been brought as a Korban, but there's no Beit HaMikdash. You slaughtered it outside of the temple area, that's considered Shehutei Chutz. Shehutei Chutz becomes Asur B'Hana'ah. So if I'm not allowed to benefit, I cannot sell it. The law is you have to bury it. So again, Tam Hai, if it's still alive and Shalem, no problem, I can sell it to the next Kohen. And what do I tell him? I give him instructions. Wait until it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, then you could slaughter it, and then you could eat it. But I cannot sell him Tam that was shahut. Because the guy says, what do you mean? You slaughtered it when it was tam. This is Kodesh. You slaughtered it outside the Beit HaMikdash. It's considered shahut. Good. So only tam high are you allowed to sell. Comes the Gemara and says, Uba'al mum. Oh, but if it got a blemish to Bechor, high the shahut. It doesn't matter. If it got a blemish ready, the first kohen was allowed to slaughter it. So I could sell him either the Baal Mum, or I could even sell it to Mishahut, no problem, and the kohen, the second kohen, can do whatever he wants with it. Not meat. Umekadeshin bo et ha'isha. And for that matter, it's considered mamon of the Baalim, this Bechor, and therefore he can make a kedushin to a lady. That she says, umekadeshin bo kohanim et ha'isha, de mamonam hu. The be'alav shel bechor haynu kohen. The mishulad a bechor shelohu. Good. A bechor, once it's born, it belongs to the kohen. God gave the kohanim this bechor. Therefore, it can be mekadesh a lady with it. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, ve'amar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Abu. Lo shanu ela bechor bezman hazeh. This is only talking about bechor in our time is no Beit HaMikdash. The kevan de lo hazi lehakraba. Since this bechor, it's not viable to bring as a korban. Eat lehu lekohanim zechia begavayu. That's why the kohanim have rights in it. That's why they can sell it. It's considered theirs to sell, because anyway you cannot bring it as a korban. Aval bezman shebet hamikdash kayam. Tehazi lehakrava lo. But a bechor in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when it's still alive, it's like a korban shelamim for that matter, it can bring it as a korban. Therefore you have no rights to sell it. It's not yours to sell. Because mehayim, it's still not we to bring as a korban. So this that we said the queen can sell it, that's only talking about bizman hazeh. That anyway, it's not worthy to bring. But anything that's worthy to bring is a korban, finished. That's mamon already. Gavawa. We didn't ask the question yet. Continue to read. Continue reading. We're building a question here. And Rava is the question to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the rabbi that brought the Gemara above. Right. Uma'ala ma'al bahashem. It says in the Braita, Uma'ala ma'al bahashem. And what did we learn that? Lerabot kadashim kalim shehen mamono devrei Rabbi Yose Gilili. What do we say? That if a person is watching somebody else's korban shelamim, and what? He denies it and he makes a swear, he has to pay. Because the Biosegeli holds that what? A Korban Shelamim in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, seemingly. Because we're talking about paying and bringing a Korban Hashem. And that Pasuk is talking about the Bezman Shebet. And the Biosegeli clearly holds what? That a Korban Shelamim Bezman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam is still considered Mamon of the Baalim. So the Chaura, why did you tell me by Bechor, it's only talking about Bezman Hazeh? Bechor is like a Shelamim. Even Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, where it's Ra'ui for a Korban, it's still considered Mamono. So the Chaura, the same thing of Bechor. You told me, oh, that Bechor Mishnah, that's not Bizman Hazeh. But Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, no, it's not the Kohens. What do you mean? Rabbi Yosef said, even Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, the Shelamim is considered his Mamon. So how do you square that off? That was the question that Rava answered to Rav Nachman. Why did you say, Rav Nachman? Why did you say, by the case of the Bechor, Stavka Bezman Hazeh? Why? According to Yosef, even Bezman Shemenesh Kayam, as long as it's still alive, it's considered Yom Mamon. Umeshani Ravina, and Ravina came along and answered, Bebechor Bechutz La'aretz. ועליבד רבי שמעון דאמר אם באו תמימים יקריבו אם באו אין לכתחילה לא. So you know what the case of the Bechor is? The case of the Bechor is talking about really בזמן שבית המקדש קיים. And really according to the Biyoseh, a Bechor, I'll tell you, is talking about over there, that case where you said that it's considered the Kohanim are allowed to sell it. Kohanim can sell it. It's talking about a Bechor afilu bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, but it's talking about a Bechor that's in chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Shimon has a shita. A Bechor that's in chutz la'aretz, really, you shouldn't send it to Eretz Yisrael. Leave it in Chutz La'aretz. If you send it to Eretz Yisrael, you can bring it as a korban. But really, l'chatahila, don't send it to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about over there. A bechor, bisman shebet hamikdash kayam bechutz la'aretz. Since it's not subject to a korban, if you send it to Israel, okay, yeah. But as long as it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's considered mamon of the Kohanim, and therefore they're able to sell it. Read Rashi, before we establish the question. What you got to do is build the facts, then we're going to hit the question. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Umeshani Ravina, Ha'achad diktari demamon ba'alim hem, בבחור הנולד בחוץ לארץ, בזמן בית המקדש עסקינן, דלוקאי להקרבה. It's not subject for הקרבה, ועליבת רבי שמעון, ספלנו רבי שמעון שיטה דאמר בתמורה, אם באו בחורות מחוץ לארץ, ארץ ישראל, if a בחור happened to come from חוץ לארץ, ארץ ישראל, תמימים יקריבו. Good, they have to bring it. באו אין, לכת תעילה, לא. אלא, what do you do? אין חוץ לארץ, ירעו עד שיסתעבו, ואל כך, כיוון דלאב להקרבה כאה, הבי ממון כהן. Beautiful. So we built now. What did we build now? That really, when do we consider something ממון כהן? If it's not subject for קורבן. If it's not subject for a קורבן, then it's considered ממון כהן. But if it would be subject for a קורבן, no good. That's why we established the case of בחור, דווקא בחוץ לארץ. Because in Chutz La'aretz, it's not subject for a korban. That's why the Kohen can sell it. But if it was in Eretz Yisrael, oh, Eretz Yisrael, Bechor is, you cannot sell it, it's subject for a korban. So we're establishing this case of Bechor, that what? That's got the cases talking where it's not subject for korban. That's why I'm allowed to sell it. But anything that's subject for a korban, no. Now we get to the question. V'im ita. דחי אמר ביוסי גילי לי ממונו הוא מחיים. You're going to tell me that ביוסי said what? ביוסי said that a קורבן של עמים מחיים is considered your ממון. That was his ruling. If you damage somebody else's קורבן של עמים, you have to pay. Even though a קורבן של עמים is subject for a קורבן. So obviously Rabbi Yosef is arguing on this story of Bechor. Because we're saying in the story of Bechor that, yeah, you're right, it's Bezman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, but only in Chutz La'aretz. Because the rule is, in Chutz La'aretz it's not, I'm going to say the word, korbanable, and therefore it's considered your mamon. Mashma, that if it was in Eretz Yisrael where it's korban, subject to korban, it's not your mamon. Wait, Rabbi Yosef you're learning Rabbi Yosef. That he holds mehayim, even by a korban shelamim, it's considered yom amon. Hold it. Lishni, you should have answered, har biyoseh gilili, har banan. Let's go back. Remember we asked a question against the biyoseh? Here's the question, by the way. We built all this up for this question. The biyoseh, you told me a law that says korban shelamim mehayim is considered mamon. Your mamon. Then you ask me a question, but if a person goes and takes shelamim and makes kiddushin, right? You told me, ena mekudeshet. You made a whole contradiction. So how did you answer me? You answered me, this is talking about when it's alive, and this is talking about when it when it's dead. Wait, you could have asked me very simple. You could have answered me, that no, Rabbi Yosef is talking about Mehayim, because he holds, even though it's subject to Korban, it's still Yom Amon, and that opinion holds like the rabbi of Bechorot, that says what? That even though it's alive, but since it's subject to Korban, it's not Yom Amon. Which is why he answers simply the two statements, this is Rabbi Yosef, and this is Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. Which is obviously now, the way you learned, there's two opinions out here. There's an opinion that says an item that's subject for a korban is your mamon, and one shita says if it's subject to a korban, it's not your mamon. So you could have answered above and say ha Rabbi Yosef, ha Rabbanan. Tap Rashi, How did Yosef Hagilili? Who should have answered this? Actually, Rabotai, if I can show you this inside, go to the Amud Bet where we were. You see where Ravina is? Where's Ravina? Very good. Ravina is the one that came along and said, right. Umishani Ravina. Ravina, that's the Ravina, by the way. I want to repeat again. Ravina is the one that said above, Bechor Bechutz La'aris. I have to review again because it's a long question. And the question is a one-liner, but you have to get the Hagdama again to the question. Quickly, how are we learning Rabbi Yosef? Korban Shilamim Mehayim is Yom Amun. Abrez Korban, doesn't matter. Oh, after you slaughter it, okay, then they're ready. Shulchan Aruch, good, beautiful. That's the way we learned above. Oh. So we had a question from Bechor. What was the question from Bechor? What did it say by Bechor? Person has a Bechor, he could sell it. Kohen could sell a Bechor. What do you mean? How could you sell a Bechor? The Chaura, it's subject for a Korban. So the Gemara said, and we know that the B.O.S.A. says that from the Pasuk of Ma'ala, Bo Ma'al, Vekihesh, that it's talking about Afidu Bezmashimid of Ashkayam. So we know all these cases that we consider Korban, whether it's a Shilamim or a Bechor, your Mamon is referring to even Bezman Shemit of Dashkayam. So give me a case of Bechor, Bezman, Shemit of Dashkayam that you could sell it. So Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you the case, it's Chutz La'aretz. Bezman of Dashkayam, but it's Chutz La'aretz. What did you have to say that for? You should have just said, it's a Mahloket. The B.O.S.A. says you could Mechayim even though it's subject for Korban, and this is talking about Mechayim, Bechor, and he holds that it's not your mamon. You could have just answered. You didn't have to answer Chutz La'aretz. You could have just said Mahloket. What did you have to answer and make the Bechor case such a case of Chutz La'aretz? Say, you know what, you're right. I hate to tell you it's a machloket. Rabbi Yosef holds a Korban Shilamim, Mehaim is your Mamon, and that case of Bechor holds, since it's subject for a Korban, it's not your Mamon, and therefore, say a very simple Hiluk between the two cases, and finished. Which means, that's why you had to answer, it's talking about Shelo Bezman Bet HaMikdash Kayam. You had to answer that the case of Bechor is Shelo Bezman Bet HaMikdash. Because Bezman Bet HaMikdash, it's going to be considered Mamon of Ekdesh. And if I say that Rabbi Yosef was talking about his Shita, and this case of Bechorot is talking about argues on Rabbi Yosef. From the fact that you didn't do that, here's the key. The fact that you didn't do that must be the Rabbi Yosef holds that even Mehayim is considered Mamon of Ekdesh. So your interpretation of Rabbi Yosef all the way up to before is wrong. You try to establish Mehayim, nothing. No. If that was nothing, then they couldn't reconcile the stira between Bechorot and Rabbi Yosef. It didn't reconcile like that. So must be what? You're wrong. Therefore maybe Rabbi Yosef is that Mehayim, if it's subject for Korban, it's not Mamono. So comes the Gemara and says, Matanot Kehuna Ka'amart. Stop. You asked me a question from Bechorot. Shani matanot keuna dechi kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Which means like this. When Rabbi Yosef said that a korban shilamim is mamon be'alim, it was dafka by shilamim. Yes, a shilamim that's alive, even though it's, you can bring it as a korban, Rabbi Yosef says it's mamon be'alim. You asked me a question from Bechorot? Bechorot is always shulchan gavoa. Once, who gave the Kohen the Bechor in the first place? Didn't God entitle him to take the Bechor? So therefore, when I said that Kadashim Kalim is your Mamon, I didn't say every Kadashim Kalim. I was talking about Korban Shilamim. A Korban, a Bechor, everybody will tell, even Rabbi Yosef, even Mehayim is considered a Shulchan Gavoa. Therefore, you have to say what? It was Davka, Chutz La'aretz. Right, where it's not considered the Kodesh, but I agree, which means I didn't say that Shilamim is always considered I'm sorry, I didn't say Kadashim Kalim is always considered Yom Hamon. I meant Kadashim Kalim like a Korban Shelamim. Mashekin a Bechor, of course. A Bechor is considered God gave it to them, God entitled them. So therefore, don't ask a question on me. Really, I'm right. Mehayim even Shelamim. Look at the Rashi, she says it perfect now. Second Rashi on the page. Matanot Keunaka Amart. Bechor. מ-עשרים וארבע מתנות כהונה. ואל כך, הוקמה רבינה, רבינה סדקייס להד רב נחמן, כרבי יוסי גלילי, דיונה ממודה בה. He also agrees by the case of בכור. דכל זמן שהבית קיים, if the בית המקדש was around, משולחן גבוה זכו לכהנים, ואפילו מחיים, even if it was alive. וכי כאמר רבי יוסי גלילי ממון בעלים הן, בשלמים כאמר. That what? The Be'alim, Yisrael, lo zechulu mechayim. Which means, a Korban Shelamim, you yourself designated it. God didn't designate it, you designated it. So do you bring it as a Korban? Rabbi Yosef says it's considered your Mamon. Mishuchat Gavo, Be'ad, Teritz Rabbina, Rabbi Yosef Gilili. Oh. So how did Rabbina answer Rabbi Yosef Gilili? Be'bechor be'chutz la'aris. He explained that we're talking about a Be'chor be'chutz la'aris. Why? Because if you tell me Bezmash Medash Kayam, let's go slow. Even Rabbi Yosef will agree, oh, Bezman Meshkayam and Eretz Yisrael, it's God's. Because he holds that's subject to Korban. But I thought you said by Shelamim, she means different. This is considered a gift from God, the Bechor. Therefore, Bezman Meshkayam and Eretz Yisrael, you would not be able to sell it. That's why you had to answer, it's talking about Bezman Meshkayam Bechutz La'aretz, where it doesn't have the same Kedusha. Now he could have answered that she says, ולא תריץ בשלמים. Okay, he could have answered a simple answer, and just say that that's talking about Bechor, and I'm talking about Shelamim. But as she says, he didn't want to answer it for another reason. It says later on that we know it's talking about Bechor, which means, according to, let's get clarity now. Comes out according to the B.O.C. Ganili. There's a major difference between Korbanote. Not all Kadashim Kalim are equal. There's Kadashim Kalim of Shelamim, there's Kadashim Kalim of Bechor. Let's talk bottom line. A guy has a Korban Shelamim. He doesn't matter for a Korban. Somebody damaged it. What's the deen? Hayav to pay. Hayav to pay. What do you mean? It's Kodesh. There's no Me'ila. This is considered my money. Oh, I'm a Kohen. I have a Bechor. This man should be Tabitash Kayam. I have it there. It's subject to Korban. I didn't bring it as a Korban yet. It gets damaged. Deen, patur. Patur, contribution. Why? Because consider Mamon Gavoa. Why? Because this is a gift from God. This is Matana. Matana is Mamon Gavoa. Who gave it in the first place? Even Mehayim was a gift. So they've, oh. But wait. But I have a statement that says a queen could sell it. Oh. When did we say we could sell it? Hey, Hosaares. Hosaares, even Mizmash Medesh Kayam, where it doesn't have the Kiddushah and all that, because that Korban and all that, then already, I'll tell you that, he's able to sell. That's the way he revichikam, right? That's the way he says it.
If you allow me just to crystallize this one more time for the purpose of making everything clear. When that Pasuk said, v'chihesh ba'amito, what's that case talking about? A guy took a Korban, Kadashim Kalim, he's watching it for his friend. And then what does the rabbi say? If he swears that I don't know where it is, I don't know, then you found out that he really admitted that he had it, he has to pay back. It has to be a Korban. When it talked about a Korban, what type of Korban did it talk about over there? Shelamim. By the way, the Gemara later on is going to tell us when it says Kadashim Kalim, that case was talking about even a Bechor. Even a Bechor. Bechor is a type of Shelamim. It's a type of Kadashim Kalim. Oh, so now once you're learning that that case was talking about even a Bechor, now you understand what the question was against Rabbi Yosef from the case of Bechor. I review. You said in Bechor that you could sell it. And the rabbi came along, hey, you can only sell it Bezman Hazeh. But Bezman Shebet Avdash Kayam, you can't because it's considered Mamon Gavoha. What do you mean? Rabbi Yosef, you said by Bechor that if I'm watching somebody's Bechor, because you didn't say what type of animal. Even if I'm watching somebody's Bechor, and I was I denied that I had it, and I swore, I have to bring a Korban, because it's considered Mamon Ba'alin. So it's a question from Bechor to Bechor. Here you tell me bechor bezman hazeh. But what do you mean? You hold even bechor bezman hazeh, that's kayam, is considered mamon be'alim. Contradiction. So the Gemara comes along and says, so you know what must be talking about? You're right. The bechor must have been even bezman shebet hamikdash kayam. And we're talking about a bechor of chutz la'aretz that's not subject to these things. Therefore, it's considered mamon kulin. Therefore, we could sell it. Gemara says, "What are you talking? You could have answered very simply. Tell me that which the Gemara said that a bechor you cannot sell because it's considered. I'm sorry, bechor you cannot sell." That's going according to Shitot that say that has even such a subject for a Korban, you can't sell. And that which you brought to Biyoseh, that's a different Shita. He holds, even if it's Shayach, to bring as a Korban, as long as it's Mechayim, it's okay. You could have answered this Dira very simply. From the fact that you didn't answer, must be he doesn't hold like that. No, really he does hold like that. But Bechor is different. Because Bechor is a Matana. Matana is considered Shulchan Gavawa. And if even Rabbi Yosef will say Mehayim is considered Mamon Gavawa, that's why the only way you could have answered, if you're learning, if it's Bezmajim as Kayam, because he learns to catch the Bechor, if it's Bezmajim as Kayam, must be talking about in the Bechor of Chutz La'aretz. But Bechor, the Eretz Yisrael, Bezmajim as Kayam, even according to Rabbi Yosef, it's Mamon Gavawa, and you would not be allowed to sell it.